Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 7, Further Instructions to Kulinagram. In due course of time, all the devotees of Bengal visited Jagannath Puri for the third year. And questioned by the inhabitants of Kulinagram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again repeated the symptoms of the Vaishnava. And as in the previous year, one of the inhabitants of Kulinagram submitted a petition to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Lord, kindly tell me what my duty is and how I should execute it. You should engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna and always chant the holy name of Krishna. And if you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. My Lord, please let me know who is actually a Vaishnava and what a Vaishnava's symptoms are. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply. That person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnava, and your duty is to serve that Vaishnava's lotus feet. And again the following year, the inhabitants of Kulinagram asked Sri Krishna Chaitanya the same question once again. And hearing this question, Lord Chaitanya again taught them about the different types of Vaishnavas. The first-class Vaishnava is one whose very presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the distinctions between different types of Vaishnavas, namely the Vaishnava, Vaishnavatara, and Vaishnavatama. Lord Chaitanya thus successively explained all the symptoms of the Vaishnava to the inhabitants of Kulinagram. The following are purports to this section. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that any Vaishnava who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord should be considered to have attained the second platform of Vaishnavism. Such a devotee is superior to the neophyte Vaishnava who has just learned to chant the holy name of the Lord. The neophyte devotee simply tries to chant the holy name, whereas the advanced devotee is accustomed to chanting and takes pleasure in chanting. Such an advanced devotee is called a Madhyama Bhagavat, which indicates that he or she has attained the intermediate stage between the neophyte and the perfect devotee. Generally, a devotee in the intermediate stage becomes a preacher. A neophyte devotee, or an ordinary person, should worship the Madhyama Bhagavata, who is a Vaya medium. In his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Pranatabhischa bhajantam isham. This means that Madhyama Adhikari devotees should exchange obeisances between themselves. The word nirantara, meaning without cessation, continuously, constantly, is very important in this section. The word antara means interval. If one has desires other than the desire to perform devotional service, in other words, if one sometimes engages in devotional service and sometimes strives for sense gratification, then one's service will be interrupted. The pure devotee, therefore, should have no desire other than to serve Krishna. He or she should be above fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. So this is the platform of pure devotional service. One should not be motivated by fruitive activity or mental speculation, but should simply serve Krishna favorably. That is first-class devotion. Another meaning of the word antara is this body. The body is an impediment to self-realization because it is always engaged in sense gratification. And similarly, antara means money. If money is not used in Krishna service, it is also an impediment. Antara also means janata, people in general. The association of ordinary persons may destroy the principles of devotional service. Similarly, antara may mean greed, greed to acquire more money, or greed to enjoy more sense gratification. Finally, the word antara may also mean atheistic ideas by which one considers the temple deity to be made of stone, wood, or gold. So all of these are impediments, for the deity in the temple is not material. The deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Similarly, considering the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being is also an impediment. This is known as Gurushu Nara Mati. Nor should one consider the Vaishnava to be a member of a particular caste or nation. Neither should the Vaishnava be considered material. Charanamrita should not be considered ordinary drinking water, and the holy name of God should not be considered to be an ordinary sound vibration. Nor should one look upon Lord Krishna as an ordinary human being, for he is the origin of all Vishnu tattvas. Nor should one regard the Supreme Lord as merely one of the demigods. Intermingling the spiritual with the material causes one to look upon transcendence as material and the mundane as spiritual. This is all due to a poor fund of knowledge. And one should not consider Lord Vishnu and things related to him as being different. All of this is offensive. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami writes that Mayavadis look upon Vishnu and Vaishnavas imperfectly due to their poor fund of knowledge, and this is condemned. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the intermediate Vaishnava is described as follows. Ishware tad adhineshu bali sheshu dwe shatsu cha prema maitri kripo peksha yak karoti samadyamaha. The intermediate Vaishnava has to love God, make friends with devotees, instruct the innocent, and reject jealous people. These are the four functions of the Vaishnava in the intermediate stage. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Sanatana Goswami is taught, Sradhavan Janahoi Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Sradha Anusari. One who is faithful is a proper candidate for devotional service. And in terms of one's degree of faith in devotional service, one is a first-class, second-class, or neophyte Vaishnava. Shastra yukti nahi jane dridha, shradhavan,
Madhyama Adhikari, say Maha Bhagyavan. One who has attained the intermediate stage is not yet very advanced in Shastric knowledge, but one has firm faith in the Lord. Such a person is very fortunate to be situated on the intermediate platform. Rati prema taratam ye bhakta taratama. Attraction and love for God are the ultimate goal of devotional service. The degrees of such attraction and love distinguish the different stages of devotion, whether it be neophyte, intermediate, or perfectional. The intermediate devotee is greatly attracted to chanting the holy name, and by such chanting, one is gradually elevated to the platform of love. If one chants the holy name of the Lord with great attachment, he or she can understand one's position as the eternal servant of the spiritual master, other Vaishnavas, and Krishna himself. Thus, the intermediate Vaishnava considers oneself Krishna Dasa, Krishna's servant. He or she therefore preaches Krishna consciousness to innocent neophytes and stresses the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The intermediate devotee can identify the non-devotee or motivated devotee. The motivated devotee or the non-devotee are still on the material platform, and thus they are called Prakrita. The intermediate devotee does not mix with such materialistic people. However, the Madhyama Adhikari understands that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything related to Godhead are on the same transcendental platform. Actually, none of them are mundane. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if an observer immediately remembers the holy name of Krishna upon seeing a Vaishnava, that Vaishnava should be considered a Mahabhagavat, a first-class devotee. Such a Vaishnava is always aware of one's Krishna-conscious duty, and he or she is enlightened in self-realization. One is always in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and this love is without adulteration. Because of this love, one is always awake to transcendental realization, knowing that Krishna consciousness is the basis of knowledge and action. One sees everything as being connected with Krishna. Such a person is able to chant the holy name of Krishna perfectly. Such a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava has the transcendental eyes to see who is sleeping under the spell of Maya, and one engages in awakening sleeping conditioned beings by spreading the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. One opens the eyes that are closed by forgetfulness of Krishna. Thus, the living entity is liberated from the dullness of material energy and is engaged fully in the service of the Lord. Meanwhile, the Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava can still awaken others to Krishna consciousness and engage them in duties whereby they can advance. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lohake yavat sparshi hema nahi kare, tavat sparsha manikeha chinite napare. One cannot understand the value of touchstone until it turns iron into gold. So one should judge by action, not by promises. The Mahabhagavat can turn a living entity from abominable material life to the Lord's service. This is the test of the Mahabhagavat. Now, although preaching is not actually meant for a Mahabhagavat, still a Mahabhagavat can descend to the platform of the Madhyama Bhagavat just to convert others to Vaishnavaism. Actually, the Mahabhagavat is fit to spread Krishna consciousness, but one does not distinguish where Krishna consciousness should be spread from where it should not be spread. The Mahabhagavat thinks that everyone is competent to accept Krishna consciousness if the chance is provided. Both the neophyte and the intermediate devotee should always be eager to hear the Mahabhagavat and serve the Mahabhagavat in every respect. The neophyte and intermediate devotees can then gradually rise to the platform of Uttama Adhikari and become first-class devotees themselves. The symptoms of the first-class devotee are given in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Bhuteshu Yat Pashyed Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavatoktamaha. The most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, the Uttama Adhikari sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything which exists is eternally situated within the Lord. When teaching Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya further said, Shastra Yuktye Sunipuna Vridha Shraddha Yar Uttama Adhikari Se Taraye Sangsar. One who is expert in the Vedic literature and who has full faith in the Supreme Lord is an Uttama Adhikari, the first-class Vaishnava, a topmost Vaishnava, who can deliver the whole world and turn everyone to Krishna consciousness. Finally, with great love and affection, the Mahabhagavat observes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, and the devotee. One observes nothing beyond Krishna, Krishna consciousness, and Krishna's devotees. The Mahabhagavat knows that everyone is engaged in the Lord's service in different ways. The Mahabhagavat therefore descends to the middle platform to elevate everyone to the Krishna conscious position. Recorded February 9, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.